Welcome back to another Search Health IT Hit Squad podcast session. I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Sean Sutner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT.
We're the Hit Squad. In this episode, we'll be talking about a recent telehealth mHealth conference and the Cerner Department of Defense EHR contract, and whatever else might come up during this session.
Cool. So, Kristen, you just wrote about Cerner Corp's reaction to being part of a team that won a $9 billion plus contract to modernize the Department of Defense EHR. So how big a deal is this, and what does it mean for Cerner?
So it's a pretty big deal. According to Cerner's president, Zane Burke, basically this means that Cerner has passed the most objective and comprehensive evaluation of technology platforms and solutions ever conducted. That's what he said in the company's second quarter earnings call. So they'll be replacing the DoD's legacy health IT systems in its 55 hospitals and more than 350 clinics worldwide, as well as in ships, submarines, other locations where there are military operations. Burke also cleared up a little bit of confusion surrounding the how much the company will make based off of this contract. He said that the estimate is now approximately $9 billion, and that represents the total estimate program's cost over 18 years. So he just wanted to clear that up for everyone. And Sean, so what did you learn when you went to the Telehealth mHealth conference in Boston? It was put on by World Conferences and was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yep. You and I both went to that. We did a couple of videos. One was about the consumerization of healthcare with the CEO of Great Call, which makes sort of customizable mobile phones for senior citizens. They detect falls and things like that. We also did a user video about the Miami Children's Health System using an mHealth app that integrates with the Cerner EHR, and when patients are discharged, gives them all the information they need. I wrote a story about whether there's a good return of investment or ROI for mHealth and telehealth, and the answer is maybe there is. We don't know yet. Providers are still finding that out. So, Kristen, what did you get out of the conference?
Yeah, so I sat in on a session about mHealth security and privacy, and what I thought was interesting was the two experts talked about lessons learned from past attacks or hacks. So, for instance, the Target attack data breach that happened. The expert said that some of the lessons learned that people in healthcare should take away from that is consider the weakest link, evaluate your third-party vendor security, incorporate multi-factor authentication, and also implement network segmentation. And that's where computer networks are split into separate networks, which increases security. He also talked about the Heartland breach that happened in 2008. There was another breach with Heartland in 2015, but when he was talking, he was referring to 2008. And the prevention actions that people should take away from that include appoint a senior leadership with sole focus on security, security data sharing, and end-to-end encryption, tokenization, and chip technology. So that's what I learned from that.
Sounds really interesting. Any progress on your getting an Apple Watch or anything?
No, we're still working on Scott getting me one of those. He says that he'll work on it.
That's our editor, Scott Wallace, and any requests for Apple Watches, listeners can go through him.
Yes, I'm working on mine, so I'm first in line. All right. Sorry, everybody.
All right, I'll second that. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Keep an eye out for part two of this Hit Squad podcast.
Bye. We'll be right back.